Autism Hope Library. I'm really excited about our next guest. He's been with us before, so if you haven't seen that interview, definitely go back in the library and check him out. Today we have Anthony Tyre. He is with Vitamin Friends, and we are excited because we're going to be talking about, you know, let's get to know Vitamin Friends better. So welcome, Anthony. Thank you so much for being here.
Hi, pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm a big fan of your products, and we talked about that the last interview, and I'm excited to hear about some new things you have going on. So let's talk about it. Let's just dive in. What is your focus for 2022?
Yeah, so a lot of the feedback we received over, you know, the past couple of years since we kind of did, you know, a couple shifts, I'm sure you noticed we had some new packaging changes around the end of last year. So after that came about, our next focus was really trying to improve anything we could on the inside of the products, right? Improving taste, texture, all these sorts of things that we had gotten feedback on throughout, you know, the past couple of years on our product. So moving forward, not only do we have a few new products in the pipeline as far as some reformulations for some of our SKUs. But we've also, like I said, been going through those quality trials of really trying to improve these very fine details of the product and the brand itself. You know, we recently launched a new website as well to kind of match that new packaging and give customers a better experience. Not only on the product side, but just experiencing us for the first time as a brand, going to the website. You know, if somebody had never heard of us and they were going to check out maybe someone through, you know, your sampling program who we sent product to, if they had never heard of us, they could go to the website and, you know, we improved that kind of journey and experience from that end. So we're really kind of moving forward in a better holistic viewpoint of the brand, not only from product, but from customer experience side as well.
And so what are some new products? I'm excited to hear. So what are some new products on the horizon?
Yeah, so we launched two new flavors of our iron some time ago, a natural cola flavor and strawberry jam flavor. So those were two of the more recent additions to the product line. We're also reformulating our immune gummies to add a few more things in, which I guess you would normally kind of associate with immunity products, right? Really trying to improve on that. We also have some additions to our adult side where we're reformulating and reintroducing those, offering some sugar-free alternatives to the product line, which is great just kind of in totality for people who maybe are trying to avoid sugar in their diet for, you know, whatever the reason may be. And so the sugar-free innovations are something we're really excited about. Also, our sleep gummy, which we introduced some time ago as well, the melatonin-free one, we're improving on that as well by adding in a few more ingredients, which are just going to improve the overall effectiveness of the gummies. So we have a couple, I don't know, I mean, maybe we can talk about the specifics of them, but I don't know if I want to give too much away yet while we're still in pretty early phases of R&D. But there's some really exciting stuff that are kind of based around convenience and sort of the everyday usage for, you know, making it easier on kids and parents to get kids some of the vitamins they need daily, just kind of introducing a new and unique way for kids getting those kind of beyond your usual take your gummies for breakfast or take them at some point of the day. It's going to be expanding upon a little bit of the convenience side of a fun way to get those same nutrients.
Ooh, I'm excited to see what comes about. So you talked about sugar-free. What is your what is your method of sugar-free? What ingredients are you using to make it sugar-free?
Well, we're still going through a couple trials with R&D, more so in the sense of making sure that, you know, our products are staying compliant with, you know, the ingredients we're using as far as staying made with organic compliant. So we we're steering away from any of the sugar alcohols which cause GI discomfort. So there are a few of those that are normally associated with that type of thing. So we're making sure we're staying away from those and focusing on ones that are only providing the positive benefit of just being sugar-free and not really carrying any of those, you know, sort of negative traits with them. We're narrowing it down to a few right now, but I think we're headed in a really solid direction that a lot of people are going to be really, really happy with the outcome.
Oh, that's exciting. Because I think sugar-free gets a bad rap, right? Where there's so many alternative healthy choices that are sugar-free. I'm very excited about that one. That's one of my suggestions I've been asking for a long time. So I can't wait to see what that's about. Let's talk about specifics about certain products and SKUs. Do you have anything you want to share regarding that?
So our SKU line in total right now is basically our three flavors of iron, right? So we have our original that obviously you're familiar with that we've had basically since the beginning, which hasn't changed at all, right? We wanted to make sure that that one stayed the same and everyone was very happy with, you know, if you were happy with that one, you didn't need to branch out into the other two flavors. But we did want to introduce those two just in case people wanted, you know, that same iron gummy, but maybe a different flavor, something unique. Like we said, that's why we introduced the natural cola flavor, just kind of be unique out there. You don't really see a lot of kids' vitamins out there that are cola flavored just because, you know, obviously soda isn't necessarily associated with, you know, something healthy. But we were able to use a, you know, that natural flavoring to really kind of mimic that same flavor, but still offer that fun way to get your iron and other nutrients. And so some of our other focuses are, you know, on the immune, which I mentioned, which we're in the process of improving and reformulating. We have our focus gummies, which just utilize that single branded ingredient, the PS Sharp. Which is great, has a lot of the clinical studies and data on the ingredient that's used there. We have, you know, our classic kind of multivitamin, which 18 vitamins and minerals, really solid for just daily supplementation. And the sleep gummy, which, like I said, is the alternative to melatonin, which you'll find in a lot of the, you know, kids or adult sleep products. And we wanted to take the focus away from melatonin and bring it back to vitamin D, where we've seen a lot of studies, which is kind of the basis for the formulation, looking at how vitamin D deficiencies correlate with sleep quality. So we're trying to look at all of our SKUs, like I said, in totality and pinpoint where we can improve on certain things based off of new data that's coming out or existing kind of studies that are showing this is where you need to focus for this particular remedy or whatever you're trying to focus on, whatever that may be, which is why we like to use, you know, those branded ingredients or say, you know, this is based off of this study or something along those lines.
You know, a question came into my head as you were talking about the gummies, because I've heard some families say, sometimes it's hard for kids that have sensory issues to maybe chew a gummy. Can they deliver that same quality? Because I know how, you know, how great your vitamins are. Can they put that, you know, in a blender? Can they figure out another way to administer that to their child? And when I say child, it's child of any age. So if you guys are watching or listening, it doesn't matter if you're 2, 52, 92, you can take these gummies.
Yeah, very true. Very true. Yeah, we actually have a lot of parents who will take the gummies along with their kids, right? It's kind of the, you know, you can knock out both in a sense, right? Regarding the first part of your question, I think what we've seen with some people, because they do ask occasionally, you know, if I cut up the gummy or if I do something to the gummy, does it kind of lose its structural integrity? Ultimately, as long as whatever the gummy is going into is still being consumed and, you know, ingested, it should still carry over the nutrients. What we do see with some people is they'll finally chop up the gummies. And it's kind of a trick that some, I guess, some parents have used for you know, the kids who have a keen eye for, you know, maybe saying, hey, what's that in there? You know, they'll cut it up and put it into some applesauce or maybe some yogurt or something that might be similar to that, where, you know, it could kind of mimic maybe pieces of fruit or something along those lines, where it's a little bit more of, you know, that familiar feeling rather than just having the solitary gummy if that's something that they're not used to.
Got it. I knew that you had said that in the past, but I wanted to, for parents that are new maybe to the product, if they're being discouraged because they think, oh, my kid won't chew that, there's definitely different ways to get it into your child. What I like about it is the taste is so good that it's a lot easier to mask, because you're not just dealing with, you know, an unflavored or even a very bitter flavor when you're opening up a capsule often, right? This is a real delicious, you know, something that our children of all ages will like. So I find it to be a lot easier to mask, although my son loves them. He thinks they're candy, which we use it as a treat. And so he thinks he's being rewarded from a treat, which I love. It's like, oh, it's a vitamin, but he doesn't need to know that. I think it's fantastic. It's funny because when he takes any of them, he'll be like, oh, they make me healthy. Now, he doesn't know what regular candy is, because I don't give him regular candy. So he just thinks, oh, it makes me healthy. And I'm always thinking, goodness, I hope he never sees what regular candy looks like, because he'll think, oh, that makes him healthy. It's like, no, only vitamin friends, just the vitamin friends.
No, it is. I was going to say that it's funny you mentioned that, because one of the struggles, I guess you could say, of having a gummy vitamin is you have to be kind of careful about making it taste too good, right? Because if it tastes too good, then, you know, it tastes a little too good to be true in some cases, where people kind of question, they're like, wow, this tastes a lot like candy, you know, does it actually have the vitamins in it? So, you know, it's always one of those things where you kind of want to taste the vitamins a little bit, but, you know, not too far. So it's all about finding that proper balance between, you know, the taste profile.
I remember being at an expo one time, and I had taken some of your samples. I think they were the Focus ones. And because I was getting very tired, when you're at a show, you know, and there's thousands and thousands of people there, and you're going all day, you know, I would walk by your booth and I would just grab some of the Focus, and I'd be like, all right, I'm ready. And, you know, for me, it was, you know, the perfect combination. I knew I was taking something that was going to help my body to be able to sustain. But it also tasted really good. So I used to like walking by your booth. I kept like looping by, like, ooh, let me pick some more of those Focus. So, you know, if you guys haven't tried it, again, they have many different SKUs and SKUs mean product, if you guys don't know what that means. And just, I think there's something for everybody, truly. There's probably way more than just one thing for everybody. So let's talk about certain ingredients and supplements moving forward. So we talked a little bit about how you're going to be doing the sugar-free versions and looking for healthy options. Is there anything else that we need to know about?
Well, in those same, so on the adult ones specifically, you know, those ones are going to be a little bit more, I guess, kind of targeted in the sense of our first reformulation on the adult side is going to be, you know, that sort of sugar-free and adult-focused iron product. So kind of different dosage levels, maybe a few more ingredients added in just for more of a better rounded adult profile. And the other SKU is going to be more focused on energy and focus. So it's kind of taking that kids focus gummy, rearranging some things, adding some different ingredients in, possibly caffeine, you know, for those who are used to drinking coffee, you know, and trying to find that right balance between not too much caffeine in one serving, right? One of the ideas behind that is almost in the sense of just taking a really small dosage of caffeine. You know, if you still want to have a cup of coffee in the morning, you know, we don't want someone to have to pick between one or the other and say, oh, if I did one this, you know, in the morning, I can't, you know, take any of these the rest of the day, sort of thing. So kind of focusing on a way for somebody to integrate our gummies into their lifestyle without necessarily having to change too much. And that kind of goes with our formulations for our kids line as well. You know, if somebody wanted to take our iron gummy and they also wanted to take our multivitamin, or they wanted to take our immune gummies, they could easily take both of those in tandem, and, you know, it wouldn't be an issue with that kind of overlap, just because that's the way we wanted to formulate the line, by working together and not making someone have to pick one or the other. And also kind of focusing on the idea that these are daily, you know, these are supplementation or supplements, right? Which means you're supplementing your daily lifestyle, your diet, right? These aren't necessarily meant to take the place of a proper diet, or, you know, we're not trying to say you can take this, so now you don't have to eat your vegetables or anything like that, right? We want to make sure that we're promoting living a healthier lifestyle all around, and not trying to say that these are substitutions that will take the place of something, or, you know, that was really our focus, kind of looking at the line in totality.
That's awesome. And I think that's a great message. So many times people hear them say, oh, I took my vitamins, but then they're not eating great. And you really need a balance, I think, of everything. And so I think that's fantastic. That is one of your missions. I want to talk a little bit about your partnerships with organizations. Obviously, you're a partner of Autism Hope Alliance, but we'd love to hear what else you guys are doing in the community.
Yeah. So, obviously, always excited to be part of, you know, the sampling programs that we do through through your organization. Always really good to get in front of people who, like I said, may have not heard of us, and, you know, let them sample the product and try it out. One of the other organizations we're partnered with is Red Sneakers for Oakley, which is an allergy awareness foundation. And, you know, one of the large points of our product and, you know, our production and manufacturing process is being top 8 allergen free, soon to be top 9. Sesame is now included in that, that kind of top allergen. So their mission is obviously promoting allergy awareness. And that being one of our kind of core values of the brand, we saw a really synergistic relationship, and it just seemed like a great opportunity to partner up with them. And, you know, that's kind of what we're looking for as well, moving forward, is finding more organizations like Red Sneakers for Oakley, like Autism Hope Alliance, that really kind of line up with what we're trying to do with our products and what we're trying to focus on. You know, being a pectin-based gummy and only having vegetarian or vegan formulations, right? Being having products certified by vegan.org, and you know, just trying to move in a better direction for anything that we do try and improve upon. We always want to have the idea of creating a better product, not only formulation wise, but if we can improve on something with packaging or something along those lines, right? We're always looking for ways where we might be able to take the next step and improve upon it, not only for ourselves, but our customers and the community.
I think that's fantastic. I think that I love learning more about that other organization. I think, you know, together, we're so much more powerful in numbers. And I know with Autism Hope Alliance, our big thing is, you know, what we put in our bodies has a direct effect on how we act, feel, and behave. And so many of our kiddos on the spectrum, you know, have allergies and, you know, or intolerances where they can't have certain ingredients. So I think that's just amazing that you guys are doing that with really great work. And as a parent, I 100% appreciate that. I know you guys are going to be having a new website, or you have your new website now. So
yeah.
Let's talk about that. Like, that's exciting. And boy, is that a labor of love, because I've done websites. Oh my gosh, you think it's going to launch on this day and then something happens. It's definitely a labor of love. Yeah. If people are watching and they've never done a website, please know that companies and organizations, they spend months and months and hours and hours and hours trying to get that. So first of all, congratulations to your new website.
Thank you. Yeah, no, definitely. Everything you said is true. It is always a work in progress too, right? It's never one of those things. It's kind of like redecorating or revamping, right? You're always looking for things to improve on it and taking in customer feedback on, you know, if one part of a checkout process is maybe a little inconvenient or something isn't showing up right on the website. It's things you always have to keep an eye out for. But some things we're really excited with the new website is, number one, it really kind of matches a lot better our new packaging and our new kind of feel as a brand. Just I like to call our new sort of style is sort of modern playfulness, where we're still using a lot of the colorful aspects of our labels and our characters and, you know, our brand and, you know, what our logo used to look like before, and just kind of adapting and taking these pieces of it. So we're really happy with the overall appearance of it. And we feel it gives the customer a lot more of a streamlined and clean appearance, really making the navigation a lot easier, where to find what they're looking for. You know, the products are very easily accessible. The product pages, the information's displayed in a much more clean fashion, where, like I said, it was really focusing on the customer journey from getting to our website and getting through that process without kind of hitting any roadblocks. One of the things we're really excited about that we now have on our website is a rewards program. So if anyone has been a long-term customer, right, a loyal customer throughout the years, and they've been with us, now we have a rewards program to make sure that those people can, you know, build up points and they're able to redeem those for free products and, discounts and that sort of thing. So we're really excited to have that as part of the website. And really overall, it's just kind of the functionality. You know, we improved on some of the different back-end applications, you know, things like the subscriptions and some of the other functionalities that are just a lot quicker, a cleaner processes. Like I said, just really sort of focusing on the customer experience from start to finish.
I love that. Well, it sounds like you guys have been really busy during 2021. and 2020. So this wasn't something that just happened overnight. So I look forward to learning more about your products and getting to taste them. I'm really excited about the sugar-free option. I know you've already had a caffeine product. I'm excited to see kind of where that kind of goes in the future as well. I think that families forget that we need to take care of ourselves as parents too. And so, you know, often, like, you know, you're running constantly from point A to point B, and I know for me, when my head hits the pillow, I'm like, I'm so tired, I can't think of like one more thing. And I love that there's companies that, like you said earlier, like there was families that are taking the products together and taking the gummies together and making that an experience. I know for me, I usually steal my son's gummies, but I love that we don't have to keep it as stealing it. We can take it together. I think your product is just fantastic. And I love what you're doing in the community. And I love that you continue to reinvent and listen to that feedback. And I know for families watching or listening, you know, often we forget when you're in the health store, you know, or a marketplace, and you're looking on the shelf, and it might just look like a bottle to you, but there's so much love, dedication, blood, sweat, and tears that goes behind those products. And that's why at Autism Hope Alliance, we really want to put a face to our partners. We really want to put a face to that brand, because these are real people. This is not just a bottle on a shelf. This is, you know, it's not just a SKU. This is really people that are eat, breathing, and sleeping this every day, 24/7, trying to bring us, you know, the highest quality products that they can. And so, you know, that's something I've definitely learned throughout my years at Autism Hope Alliance, as is that these products are really becoming part of our family. And, you know, I love that you guys are taking our feedback and you're just always making it better. I never think you can make it better. And then I hear you guys like, oh, I'm so excited about that. So what message do you want to leave with families? I know they can find you guys at vitaminfriends.com. You guys will see that here at the bottom of the screen. What other message do you want to leave with the families that are watching or listening today?
Like you said, obviously they can find us on our website, and I definitely encourage them to go now that, you know, we have the new one up, and, you know, to explore it, and obviously give us any feedback if there's anything that they find that they think we can improve upon or fix. Always open to the feedback in that regard. as well as on the product side too. You know, if you're looking to try the product for the first time, you know, you can always use the Autism Hope Alliance coupon code and discount, right? If you're looking to try a product for the first time, you know, something cool that we also have is free shipping on every single order that goes out. So that's nice too, if you're looking to try the product as well. You can also find us on our social medias, right? Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We always encourage anyone who has bought the product to take pictures and share it, because we love posting those on our stories. And, you know, sending us your stories too, not even necessarily to post, but, you know, we love hearing about how our products either help, you know, families or kids specifically in different situations. And, you know, we really love to hear that sort of thing, because it's just that motivation to really kind of keep going and keep improving, you know, not only just to make a better product, but make it better for the people who are using it. And that's really kind of our goal moving forward, is just how can we be better for the community and for everyone who's in our vitamin family.
I love that. Well, I know how busy you are, and I'm just so grateful that you took the time to be with us today. And so to kind of give us some sneak peeks at, you know, what's ahead. And so thank you for everything you do. Thank you for making great products that honestly are good for us and taste good. Again, just thank you for helping all of our Autism Hope Alliance families out there. I know you guys are a big part of our sample program, and I know families just are so grateful for that. So thank you, Anthony, for being here today.
Of course. Yeah, it was a pleasure being back again. And yeah, if you want to stay updated, like I said, you can follow us on our socials or sign up for our email list. And, you know, we'll always be putting stuff out there about new products coming along or any changes. So definitely appreciate the opportunity to be here and chat with you and, you know, give some extra insight into Vitamin Friends.
Love it. And to everybody that's watching, until next time. Bye, guys.